The government took over the troubled California bank IndyMac when it collapsed last July. Now customers are once again standing in line in hopes of saving their homes. As people around the country are talking of large-scale refinancing for troubled mortgage holders, federal regulators are running a pilot program at IndyMac. KQED's Rachel Miro tells us how that's coming along.
On a recent Saturday in Van Nuys, California, about 1,000 people gathered at a local courthouse complex clutching loan papers. They've come because of a publicized promise of face-to-face meetings with IndyMac representatives. With so many people milling about, the courtyard looks like a makeshift DMV. But there's a method to the madness, says Evan Wagner, chief spokesman for IndyMac Federal Bank.
So here's kind of how it works. Our ideal target payment is roughly 38% of a borrower's gross monthly income. We can go as low as 31%, but we're not going to start at 31. We're going to start at 38, and if we can get you to 38, that's what you get.
If that means amortizing the loan over 40 years instead of 30, so be it, or lowering the interest rate to 3% for a time. But the principle is not up for negotiation.
A loan modification is not about giving you a better deal. It's not about giving you the best deal. It's not about seeing how low the bank can go. It's not really a negotiation. It's about finding out what can you afford.
As Wagner lays down IndyMac's terms, a crowd gathers around him. Realtor and distressed homeowner Constantine Metalinos has driven 30 miles to get here this day. He puts forward a proposal that plays well to the crowd, if not to Wagner, reappraise properties at their current market value and refinance the loans to reflect those rock-bottom prices.
Forgive the balance. The government can forgive the balance.
And it's a really tough situation, all right? The
government and all the attorneys cannot think of that.
Because you have 90% of the people out there who are current in their payments who will want the exact same deal.
Another face in the crowd, Belinda Flores Castro. She's 4 months behind.
I actually brought letters. I brought letters from the bank. I brought my tax returns, my copies of my pay stub, and anything that will help me.
Castro is hoping to get someone sympathetic to her situation today because she says IndyMac has been giving her the runaround on the phone.
Call this department, call this other department, call this other number, and nobody is making a difference and nobody's helping me. Nobody. I hope that whatever I'm saying, it goes up to the main person, because it's so devastating when you have a family, you have no hope and you have no help. That's all I'm asking for.
Castro and her husband are buckling under monthly mortgage payments of $4,500. She figures they could pay $3,000. That may be wishful thinking. The average IndyMac workout saves $380 a month. But consumer advocates say some kind of reduction is essential if a modification is going to work.
What would be the point of a loan modification if you're not easing the monthly payment burden of the borrower?
That's Kevin Stein, who represents hundreds of nonprofits that advocate for borrowers in California. He hears from counseling agencies that many banks have not been doing what IndyMac's trying to, systematically stabilize drowning homeowners, in many cases by lowering the monthly payment. There are few hard numbers because banks offer up few details about their modifications, but a top industry regulator reports more than half of the loans modified at the start of this year dropped back into delinquency within 6 months. Big players like Chase and Citibank have adopted IndyMac's relatively more borrower-friendly lead only in the last few weeks. It's about time, says Stein.
There has to be a way to change the status quo, because the status quo is failing certainly families and communities, and it's probably even failing the investors.
But even as IndyMac's softer approach with borrowers gains broader currency, the economic downturn means more people are losing their jobs or working less. And that is likely to mean more foreclosures, one way or another. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro.